This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And we got no time to waste because Dave Johnson's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, it is time for the biggest Commanders headlines of the day.
The six biggest Commanders storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, let's dive right in. And the biggest thing we always want on Wednesdays is to set the tone for the week and set the roster for the week.
Number one.
Dan Quinn, latest pleas on your two starting left tackles and your starting quarterback on the injury front.
Do you have an update just on how Jaden's feeling coming out of the game, but also Cornelius and Brandon Coleman?
Yep, I'll hit you on all three of them. So Jaden will do some practice today. Brandon Coleman is doing well, and he'll also work back into practice, and Cornelius Lucas won't with his ankle injury. So we'll see where he looks like as the week goes, but both Jaden and Brandon will get some practice in today.
Well, is Jaden's injury something you'll just have to kind of monitor as the season goes on?
Yes.
So there you go, straight from the horse's mouth, whatever. The point is, from Dan Quinn, you hear that Jaden Daniels, this injury is not going to go away. But clearly, if he's not playing last week, if they don't get to a point that he can't continue to play on it. So I also imagine they don't really want to tell other teams, like, hey, it's really hurt still, or actually, it's better. You know, we could unleash him because they did limit how much they ran him last week. And if the Giants are in their meetings this week going, hey, we don't have to worry about him as a runner, and then all of a sudden he's healed, that is a little bit of gamesmanship that Dan Quinn played very well last week. Although everything he said turned out to be true, but you just don't know. And that's kind of why you do it.
Number two.
Now, the offense last week was both successful and not. They put up 480 yards. That is good. But they need to score more. And Jaden Daniels was asked about the struggles that they had on Sunday and obviously how they fix them going forward.
Yeah, just focus on the little things, the details. And how can we be better with that? And, you know, it comes throughout the week of preparation. You know, it's a players' league, and at some point, you know, we got to go out there, we got to take accountability, and, you know, we can't have – the margin of error is real small in the NFL, so you can't get away with too much stuff. So luckily that it didn't – we're not talking about this coming off a loss, and we're able to go back out there and focus and prepare the right way for the next week.
That kid is very right about a lot of stuff, and he's 100% correct. The play calling wasn't an issue on Sunday, even in the red zone. Like, they have opportunities. They drop a ball for Ertz. I mean, tough catch. Tough catch. Jaden, if he can get a second more time, he hits Luke McCaffrey on that first drive. Couple of penalties in the red zone. They take a score off the board with Cosme being downfield, and Alec Reddy wipes away another big play on a screen. So just a lot of stuff that you have to credit the Bears for playing a lot of good defense, but if they just don't shoot themselves in the foot on two or three of those five plays that I just mentioned, we're talking about a completely different ball game, and you don't need, well, a Hail Mary at the end.
Number three.
That said, we got a Hail Mary at the end, and it's been a fun couple of days to talk about it here, and certainly it's got to be fun if you are Jaden Daniels. And so he was asked, do you have any sense of what that play meant to the city and the area at large?
Yeah, for sure. And I think you could just feel that throughout the stadium. You know, what kind of shook me was when we were in Arizona and how much Washington fans traveled out there. So it's awesome to see just how everybody is happy, you know, that we're out there playing football. You know, we're out there competing, playing hard, and ultimately getting some wins. And, you know, we need to continue to have that support and that fan base. And I know they'll show up and show out.
I think part of the excitement of the fan base is not just that there is some group of mercenaries that has come to town and this is short-lived. It's like, yeah, Bobby Wagner, who knows how long he'll be here. Maybe he is here a bunch of years. He's playing good football and you know, takes great care of his body. And obviously, he got here the same year as same age as Fletch did, and Fletch was here for a good long while. But for most of this team, the guys that are making the impact, they're younger players.
Number four.
And that gets us to Jaden and the rest of this rookie class that have really done an exceptional job for Washington this year. And what has it meant to Jaden to see that, to see not only, of course, himself, but his rookie classmates make meaningful meaningful contributions as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see everybody come into their own. Some guys is quicker than others. So it's awesome to see Johnny go out there and make plays. I see they gave him his sack finally, well deserved. He had a fumble. Mikey's been playing really well, but you guys, Javonte, before he got hurt, was playing well. You know, you got guys that was able to go out there and contribute and help this team success.
By the way, the fact that Johnny Newton had not been credited for the sack on Caleb Williams on the blown-up botched screen was ridiculous. They called that a carry in the game. It's like, I'll tackle for loss. Like, no, that was a pass play. That was a sack. And it's part of a big breakout game from Johnny Newton, which was certainly noticed by Dan Quinn.
You mentioned Johnny Newton stood out to you in the game the other day. What has your view of him in terms of like how you see him ultimately playing out, his role, has that changed at all since you've had him here? And just in general at this point, what do you kind of see him being?
I think it probably sped up some, Ben, you know, due to the injury to John. And so, of course, when we got him, you know, when you had setbacks with injuries, that's not something that you're prepared for. But I knew the player, and I knew, you know, days like Sunday were coming. And so to see that come to fruition and the confidence that goes along with that, I think that's really important. But I knew that part of his game was there, and we had seen it in practice. You guys hadn't seen it in the game yet, but I knew that was, we were knocking on the door for that.
Dan Quinn there on Johnny Newton. Two forward-looking things to wrap up our pick six here.
Number five.
First and foremost, big old date coming Tuesday. The NFL's trade deadline is Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and Dan Quinn today was asked about his team and where they sit ahead of that as teams like the Ravens and others are starting to make moves.
NFL trade deadline is next week. There's been a lot of trades already this year. As a head coach, in your experience, how do you evaluate kind of your roster and try to figure out when to make a move, not make a move? Take me kind of through that process.
Yeah, and fortunately for me, you know, that's Adam. And we talk about the team every day, you know, and we'll be after practice going through the injury report and the game of, you know, what's next. So, at this time of year, lots of phone calls are made. I don't know how many deals are made, but it's increased for sure over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and especially with the trade deadline moved back just a bit. I think that's added a little bit to it, but Adam's really the one that keeps me up to date and up to speed.
So we'll see if Peter says anything anywhere in any of the interviews that he does over the next week. Likely not. He's pretty tight-lipped about everything. And Washington certainly is going to be sniffing around. But no matter what they do, they just got to keep their head on straight.
Number six.
And this is a team that is currently 6-2. They are currently the number two seed in the NFC. So how does Dan Quinn ensure that team doesn't get too high amidst all of the hoopla, especially considering the emotional nature of the win on Sunday?
Hi, Dan. You mentioned all the stuff, handling all the stuff. With that stuff comes the success, the limelight with all this winning. How do you want your team, your players, to embrace that success element?
Well, I think you've heard me say the word before, but it's poise, of knowing that there's, with confidence comes, like, you put the work in and you're confident to go play, but you have to have poise. And that's what you want, to make sure that, like, all the moments happen because of the work that you put in, not just because they happen. And so I think that's what poise and confidence do, knowing that, like, we're able to do some things because of the work you put in, and that generates confidence to go play well. And so if you do that over and over again, then you start to, you know, create an identity and have confidence. And this team has a lot of humility as well, and that also, I think, is a big piece of staying in the moment and going to the next thing. And stuff can be lots of stuff. It's on the field, it's off the field, and just staying like with a lot of poise, I think, is a big piece of that.
Poise is a great word. And then the other thing that Dan has talked about, and Jaden talked about this today when he's asked about it as well, is their routines. Like, they are creatures of habit in a great, great way. They'll just continue to do the same things. Hey, what we're doing is working, so let's do it again and again and again and again. And hopefully that leads to more and more winning starting Sunday in New York. That's our pick six. When we get back, Dave Johnson joins us to talk Wizards Hawks here on a Wiz game day. Joins us from the broadcast booth at Capital One Arena. But first, let's get an update from the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.